You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is the Monday Morning After Words program here every Monday morning between 7:30 a.m. and 8 a.m. We're here now. We were just listening to an interview with Lois Ahrens, the creator of the Real Cost of Prisons Project comics and the Real Cost of Prisons Project, which is you can check out online. We're here now with Julia DeMontening. She's part of the Prisoner Correspondence Project here in Montreal. Good morning, Julia. Thanks for talking with us.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having us on the air.
No problem. Can you tell us a bit about the work that the group does?
Yeah, sure. So the Prisoner Correspondence Project is based out of Montreal, and we coordinate a direct pen pal correspondence between people on the inside who identify as LGBT or Q or along those lines, and connect them with people who identify along those lines outside of prison. So it's primarily a pen pal project, but we also coordinate a extensive resource library so people on the inside can write in and request specific resources that range from information on safer sex practices to emotional self-care, support for coming out, all sorts of things. And then finally, we also try to have public programming. We put on workshops, or sometimes we'll host events to kind of raise attention around issues relating to prisons, but also to the experiences of queer people and in prison.
And you just did a book launch, speaking of events, for Captive Genders,
yeah,
which we're going to be doing another interview for and review on this show in the upcoming weeks. If people are interested, make sure to tune in. As well, can you talk a bit about the barriers the group encounters when delivering resources or through that are encountered with correspondences with prisoners inside?
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's not like a smooth sailing project itself in that, yeah, we face all sorts of barriers in terms of getting resources inside prisons. Like, a lot of resources are censored, but also I think one of the barriers that is kind of trickier to think about is that it's more about like finding resources that are prison specific or relevant to people incarcerated. So like a safer sex guide that's all about promoting condom use when condoms are inaccessible to prisoners doesn't really make sense. So the barrier, I guess, is trying to find things that would be relevant to people inside. That's one of the biggest ones. But yeah, I mean, definitely like mail gets censored. People also get like bounced around inside of prisons, you know, like they get transferred or, you know, they're put into solitary and we don't always receive that information. So I guess it's a barrier to like making sure that pen pals know where their outside pen pals know where their inside pen pals at, you know? So That is a big one. Like prison transparency.
Interesting. Some of the aspects of breaking down a barrier are changing the dialogue around how we view an issue in the public. What are some of the success stories that the group has had in sort of breaking down this way we view a problem through the correspondence or through the resources that they provide, that you provide?
Sure, that's a great question and a nice way to think about it. Well, I think that we're successful in some ways. I guess one of the other biggest barriers that people inside prisons face is like the feeling of isolation or whatever. So I think that we're successful in breaking that down, in that we're like providing people with a really direct friendship, you know, which I think can be quite a powerful thing. And I also think that in terms of like providing prisoners with relevant resources and things like this, we as a project, you know, try to get, you know, advice and whatever from people on the inside as much as possible. So we have like an inside advisory committee made up of inside members who, you know, guide us on like resources that we design ourselves. So like we have a series of safer sex resources that we're developing that rely, you know, exclusively on the experiences of people inside. And so I think that's an important way of just like working, you know, together to create something that could change the circumstances.
And if people are interested in finding out more or in getting involved, how can they do that?
Oh, also, thank you for bringing that. Yeah, we always need outside pen pals. So they can, if people are interested in becoming a pen pal, they can contact the project by emailing us at info@prisonercorrespondenceproject.com. Or they can also drop by Cupid Concordia's offices, which are located at 1500 Dimensionive West on the second floor. And if people also want to get involved by contributing to the resource library that we have, or doing translation, or contributing to our newsletter that goes into prisons a couple of times a year, then they can also totally get in touch with the project, and we'd love people's support.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us morning, and have a great day. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you go, I guess?
No, thank you, but thanks for joining us on the show, Elena.
No problem. Have a good day.
Bye.
And we're going to go now to a quick song. I think we don't have enough time for the final interview with Mike Larson. However, if you stay tuned to other Morning After programs and future Words programs, we're going to keep featuring content so that what we missed this morning was a interview with Mike Larson, who is the co-editor of the Journal for Prisoners on Prisons. Be sure to check that out if you can. You can just search that on the internet and it pops up. It's really interesting, really interesting. A lot of issues covered. So just going to end the show with a quick song. This is from a compilation, and
it's Cook DJ, I see.
Yeah.
Called More Prisons. Very fitting.
Yeah, I chose it because it's fitting. So thanks for tuning in to Words this Monday, the 28th of November, and have yourself a good day, even though it might get sticky outside.
And some freezing rain in the forecast. Oh, no. But thanks so much, Alana.
No problem.
And thanks for those pieces. If you want to listen back to the archives, do check out ckt.ca, Programming Archives. And I do tune in, as Alana just mentioned, to the other Morning Afters, as we do air a shared programming content. And we're going to try to see if we could get Mike Larson's piece, too, for next Monday as well, to continue the Words Literary Segment. Of course, Words Literary Segment is about all aspects of literature, poetry, spoken word. And there is a lot of events I've noticed, a lot of book launches, a lot of things going on in town and within the island of Montreal. I was just part of this list that we have, and wow, there's a lot of it's great that we have this initiative now, because then we could talk about and talk to authors and really learn about different perspectives. So I'm so happy that you guys are here. Yay. And you ladies are here. Guys and ladies, there you go. So time is 7:59 a.m. We're going to go to that track, and we're going to go straight to Democracy Now! Headlines. So do stay tuned. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
That every man must be free if we really want to see eternity. Understanding that the spirit is a prime source of life that can only be stifled when put behind bars. We must all have an opportunity to shine like stars. Prisons like a hole in the head. Prisons create living dead. Prisons create living dead. Check it out.